The Mishnah says in Maseches Beitz on Daf Lamed Vav that lo mitapkin velo misapkin velo miraktin, that a person is not supposed to clap on Shabbos or bang and beat his hand against his body, his thigh in any way, or dance on Shabbos. What is the reason for this? So the Gemara says it's a gzeira shema yisaken klei shir. It is a gzeira drabanan. That once we're already starting with dancing and getting labedik and clapping, so that a person might go ahead and fix, repair, or perhaps even adjust klei shir, musical instruments, and that would be a malacha on Shabbos, and therefore as a protective gezeira against this, the Chachamim asked clapping, dancing on Shabbos, or in any form of making a beat with one's hands, banging one's hands against anything else. To bang with an instrument, let's say to take a spoon and bang on the table, so that's just the actual makeshift instrument. But to go ahead, let's say, and bang with one's hand on the table in a beat, so that would be the same thing as clapping, and that would be included in the gzeira. So many people, of course, do this on Shabbos, and that's not a new phenomenon. The Gemara says, and Daf Lamed in Beitza, many people do this. What do you mean? And we don't even give them tochacha. So the Gemara says, mutav sheyushogin vayum mezidin. It's better that they should do so b'shogeg as opposed to b'mezid. If we know for a fact that a person is not going to listen, if we give tochacha, we don't bother giving tochacha. It's better that they should violate it b'shogeg. Obviously, this indicates that it in fact is still usher. Tosus there, and Daf Lamed in Beitza says a big kiddush, that is that this issur doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh. Tosus says, nowadays, anon lo b'kiyin b'klei shir. We don't know anything about instruments anyway. So the whole gzeira is not shayach, and therefore it no longer applies. This Tosus is a pretty controversial Tosus. In general, the Gemara says at the beginning of Maseches Beitza that even when the reason for gzeira no longer applies, the gzeira remains in effect until it is officially revoked. So unless it was applied conditionally from the beginning, if it was applied conditionally from the beginning, that it was instituted only in certain circumstances, so then it only applies when those circumstances apply. So how does Tosus know that this is a gzera that was applied conditionally from the beginning? Halacha l'maisa as well, it's not even clear that this is necessarily even applicable. I don't know what was going on exactly in the 12th century or whenever Tosus said this, but Bizman Hazeh, there certainly are people who are b'kiyim b'klei shir. We see lots of people know how to play musical instruments and know how to play with them and adjust them. So who says that this would even be applicable, even in theory, if Tosus was correct? In Shulchan Aruch and Shin Lamed Tes Siv Gimel, so the Mechaber just says that it's also to do this, it's also to clap, make beats, or dance on Shabbos. The Ramah says, "I. What about the fact that we do it, that many people do it, and we don't give tochacha?" So he says, "Mutav shi yushogim." And then he says, "Yesh omrim, that bizman hazeh it's all mutav like Tosus, because we're not b'kiyim b'klei shir." And he ends off, "V'efshar shalzeh nagu l'hakol b'kol." Maybe that's the basis of the common minhag to be mekel. So some quote the Ramah is saying that, as quoting Tosus, la'alacha, Tosus that the gzera doesn't apply bizman hazeh. Many others point out that the Ramah does not seem to necessarily be endorsing this. The first thing the Ramah says is like the Gemara, "Mutav shi yushogin." And then he says, "V'yesh omrim, stam v'yesh omrim." We usually say, "Halacha kistam," and then he ends off, "Efshar." Maybe that's the basis for the minhag l'halacha, so the Ramah is not a ringing endorsement of his Tosus. And the Mishnah Berurah and others write that, the Mishnah Berurah writes here, "Ein kedai laniach haminog shelo b'makom mitzvah," that b'makom mitzvah, so there's room to be mekel. Makom mitzvah would be perhaps a situation of, let's say, chasen kala, sheshev brachos, something like that. But shalom makom mitzvah, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's not the ideal minhag. And many posts can try to figure out what could have been the basis of the opinion of Tosus, but that seems to be the general conclusion. There are those who are mekel. There yesh ami lismoch, that shouldn't think that people who do so are balei avera. But the proper minhag would be to refrain from doing so on Shabbos. When I asked Rav Lichtenstein, he told me he doesn't give people tochacha, not because of mutav sheyushogin, but because yesh al milismoch. But if people ask him, he tells them not to. What exactly is included in this gzeira? So the Shulchan Aruch already writes that to clap kilach or yad is permitted, which makes sense that the whole purpose of the gzeira is a person is going to forget himself, forget that it's Shabbos, and go ahead and be misakin klei shir. So if a person is doing so kilach or yad, so he's obviously cognizant of the fact that it's Shabbos. He's clapping in an unusual fashion. So therefore, the gzeira was never applied in such a circumstance. What's the definition of dancing? Not everything is necessarily considered to be dancing. So doing the shuffle, that's not called dancing. The Yerushalmi says that oker regal achas umeniach achas. As he lifts one leg, as he puts down one, he's lifting the other. So that's a little faster. Has to be a little bit more labedic in order to count as dancing. So halachic dancing or halachic clapping or making a beat on the table would fall under this category that Tosus allows. The Ramah quotes, but the general preference would be for most people to avoid it. But yesh al milas malka, a person shouldn't consider them chas v'shalom balei aveira. Have a wonderful day. Please lift the chairs for.